Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey.
It's Marty. Griffin. Yeah. You know, that guy. Lady says to me yesterday, I was walking into the municipal court to pick up a criminal complaint. So what happens, how it works if you're a reporter, is somebody calls you and says, hey, this man is being charged with murder. He killed a three-year-old boy, which is a story we'll talk about. It's a case that repeats itself time and time again. Every time we tell the story, we tell the same story. I mean, you just change the names. Guy, 21 years old, living with a gal. She has a three-year-old son. He kills him. He said he was wrestling with him. He threw him against a wall, killed him. Anyway, you go to pick up the... We're going to talk about that and this circumstance and how it happens. It's horrible. Horrifying stuff. I don't know if you folks saw the piece, but the little boy's Marshall Troutman, Major Troutman, just absolutely gorgeous boy. Couple of boys on my mind this morning. That three-year-old, man. His mom wasn't in the house, home with the boyfriend. I mean, it happens a lot, folks. Women that move in with these shady characters. Man. Then there's another boy that I'm thinking about this morning. You know, I have a young son, so you have an affinity towards this sort of thing. So the rapper who was killed. There's always a backstory to these things. This is it WAPU T or is it WAPO? WAPO. He was scheduled to play at, what, your nephew or cousin's nephew's graduation? So she's a little familiar with it. I'm not familiar at all with the young man or his music. But I do know he has a young son, first grade. I know... That he was a really good kid. Another beautiful boy. I have his picture. I won't give his last name, but his name was Rashawn. Beautiful boy. And I know folks who taught him said he was unbelievably good kid. And check this out. In terms of the music, again, that he played, I guess it would be called rather hardcore gangster rap. In fact, according to one of the folks who knows, says he has a popular song called Northview Heights Soldier, where he kidnaps and tortures someone from Northview. Man, so this is hardcore stuff. Hardcore. According to somebody that knows the kid, and in fact, according to somebody who taught the young man at one point, this little boy, this rapper's son, that he would always ask to hear his dad's music, but the teacher couldn't play it because there weren't any clean versions of his songs. Isn't that ironic? So your daddy's an artist. I guess he was a... On the edge, on the precipice of greatness, I guess, in terms of money and fame, I guess. We're going to talk about this shooting as well because I'm hearing he'd been shot already two times. I'm hearing that he, in all likelihood, was involved in a shooting very recently. I'm hearing that, again, there's a lot of investigating going on and there's a lot of chatter going on that this was a retaliation for shooting that he may have committed. And the circle continues, and the circle of violence. So you have a young man with a great talent, a great promise, and continuing to be out there in the field playing. It's unbelievable. It's, as some describe it, the thug life. You know, I guess he couldn't let go. And clearly this was a retaliation shooting, according to the folks looking at it right now. A couple of different gangs being looked at. One called Wavy Boys, I'm being told. And I'm unfamiliar with this. I apologize. I just don't know much about it. I don't know much about the rapper who died. You know, we get kind of deluded with he was talented and about to be rich, and we forget that if you're still out there on the streets with a gun in your hand and you're still involved in shootings. Every day is kind of a blessing because at some point all these young men get taken out. Also, we have to talk about this immigration issue. I want to talk about some of the polls. Probably do that first. It's fascinating to me. Most of us, 75% of Americans don't like the way it's being handled with the children being separated from their parents. But it's become so political. It's become so political. I truly don't believe little kids should be separated from their parents. And I also don't subscribe to this notion that if Marty Griffin breaks the law, Marty Griffin goes to jail and they take his kids. I get that. I get that. But this is a different circumstance. Most of these folks are seeking asylum. And, you know, the folks from Department of Homeland Security are telling people to just go to the ports of entry. And those folks do that. But that takes 3 years. There's 700,000 case backlog. I mean, there's absolutely no clean answer to this. There just isn't. And you have Republicans and Democrats fighting. And then you have us, the mainstream media at the border. Did you hear the tape? A lawyer, I guess, went inside one of the detention centers and you hear little kids crying. They want their dad. You hear a little girl crying. She wants her daddy in Spanish, but you can clearly hear it. I would play it, but most of the interview is in Spanish. And it's an attorney, I guess, was in there visiting a client and recorded these children crying out for their parents. Look, at a real basic level, I'm a true believer in America and America as the land of opportunity. I truly believe that immigrants who have a clean record should have a chance. I just do. And, you know, if we want to kind of go to the letter of the law and say you came across the border, well, generally it's a misdemeanor. Most people are released on OR, which is their own recognizance. So this whole notion that all of these killers and rapists and drug dealers are coming to the border with phony children is a misnomer. It happens. I heard a couple of very interesting interviews this morning that in some cases these teenagers come and they try to get by and they try to get past the border and they end up ensnarled in the same madness and sometimes sent to prison. I saw a couple interviews this morning. With immigrants who came here from Mexico and are now citizens, and they don't like all the new immigrants. And that kind of led me to another place in time where historically we Americans, we open our hearts when we want to. We close up our borders when we want to, when it's convenient to us. And I think kindness and generosity and the belief that America is the place of opportunity should always be the place of opportunity for folks, that everybody doesn't have to have a PhD to come here. This notion that it's easier to immigrate here if you have an education. When in fact, as I've stated time and time again, there are more than a million job openings. More than a million that we won't take. Tens of thousands of job opportunities in California alone. Thousands of job opportunities here in Pennsylvania for folks that don't want them. You know, $12, $13 an hour jobs. A lot in the landscape business, a lot in the service industry, restaurant industry, a lot in the construction industry that folks just don't want. A lot in the seafood industry, the shipping industry, that we just don't want them. So as we go to break, I want you to think about this for me. The polls are out. They ask Americans, do you approve of the way that these children are being handled at the border? I'm very curious as to how you folks feel. So here's the question. Let's go to the phones. Do you approve of the way these children are being handled at the border? 866-391-1020. Again, the question I need answers from you, please. Do you approve of the way these children are being handled at the border? 866-391-1020. Next. I don't have any solutions to this. You know, I see how complex it is and how complicated it is to get things done in Washington. I would imagine that it would help. It would be helpful if we could hasten the process, whether or not folks are coming through a port of entry or not. If you're seeking asylum in the United States, we should be able to hear your case in a reasonable amount of time. 700,000 cases backlog is not acceptable. And you folks can say, deport them all and send them back to Guadalajara and to the Honduras. I just don't feel that way. I think immigrants are immigrants. They're people that want freedom and they want the ability to have a safe life and they want to be able to find a good life and a job. And I think if we have the jobs available and the opportunity here, our, you know, just if you kind of take a look at it, in Western Pennsylvania, they say our growth is being held back primarily because we have no immigration. None. You know, we have more than 50,000 job openings. More than 50,000. Seriously. And a lot of the low-paying jobs, folks don't want at all. These folks would take those jobs. Do you think I want felons and murderers and... Come on. So you do a background check. If someone's a criminal, don't put them in our jails. Deport them because we don't want to pay for them. But if folks are here, they're legit and clean, they have kids, and they want jobs, what, you know, I don't know, man. It seems pretty basic to me. And in terms of taking kids away from their parents, who are now taking them because this is a misdemeanor here. This isn't a murder. This isn't a murder rap. It's a misdemeanor. It's a traffic ticket. So to take the kids away based on that, And everybody's screaming and yelling about the video. Did you hear the sound last night, T? It was very emotional. Cuomo had it. It's very hard to hear kids crying. And folks say, well, kids cry all the time. Okay. But again, I always like to look at America's history briefly. Times when we wanted immigrants and then didn't. I'm going to give you a couple examples just so you get it. Pre-World War II, we did not acknowledge the Holocaust. If you do some research. We just didn't. We didn't want to get involved in the war, so we didn't acknowledge the Holocaust. In California in the early 1900s, the Chinese, and again, you could do some research, and again, I try to be basic so I don't spend an hour boring you. In the early 1900s, the Chinese built all of the railroads in California. Check it out. Their work ethic's insane. And then Californians decided they had too many Chinese, so they passed a law banning Chinese immigration. World War II, you know, the internment camps. We took Japanese citizens and we put them in camps, sort of like the ones you're seeing on the border right now. What was tragic about that, a number of reasons, they were American citizens, and a number of them had sons serving in the military, and they were put in internment camps. That's harsh, folks. So this poll, 2/3 of Americans oppose the Trump administration policy of separating immigrant children from their families. It's a Quinnipiac poll. They're generally accurate when they cross the border illegally. So 2/3 oppose the Trump administration policy of separating immigrant children. A majority of Republican voters support separating these families, 55%. It was the sole group of poll respondents to support the policy. Even every other demographic included in the polling, political party, gender, education, age, or racial group, opposes the policy. Americans overwhelmingly, 80%, agree that Dreamers, the children of immigrants brought to the United States at a young age, should be allowed to remain in the country and ultimately be able to be citizens. Historically, according to Quinnipiac, the support for Dreamers has remained high, 77 to 81%. 67% of all those polled believe illegal immigrants currently residing in the country should be allowed to stay and eventually apply for citizenship. I agree with all that stuff. I see where it's coming from. And by the way, it's kind of the response on the show. A lot of conservatives feel like the policy that Trump has in place is good. I want to talk to my friend Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning, Marty. How are you?
Excellent, sir.
Yeah. Once again, we're trying to solve a social problem by law enforcement. You know, we're upside down. If the people are here, they're good people, they're the people we need, let's make, you know, put them on a path of citizenship.
I agree.
That's what you said.
I agree.
But on the other hand, people realize how many of these people are victimized trying to just get to the border. I mean, they're robbed, they're raped, they're all the horrible things you can imagine we never hear about.
Well, no, we do. Some die. He's right again. You know, we see it, Bob, right? Occasionally, you'll see a truck, they open up a semi, right? And they open the back, and there's 100 people in there, and 60 are dead. And the Border Patrol folks yesterday, I heard a live interview, said they've rescued well over 1,000 who are drowning in the rivers. So, yeah.
But why aren't we spending the money smart? Why aren't we in those countries where we already have our agencies, we already have our State Department, telling these people, if you want to come to the United States, come here. We'll vet you here, we'll investigate you here, and we'll give you a pass to go.
Nice.
And get your right to a job. We won't be chasing like cat and mouse. Again, we're doing the same thing. If you don't have prevention,
nice.
We're just upside down.
So Excellent observation. So attack it at the source.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, but some of these people go back and forth 50, 60 times. We're chasing them.
Yep.
Why don't we vet them there and say, now, you don't have a pass. Now you are a criminal. We're going to deal with you as a criminal. But if you're a good person, you got a legitimate reason, we can use your resources. Let's get them here, get them on the tax rolls, and make them good citizens that they already are.
Which is fantastic, as always, with you. But what do you do today, sir, with the kids and their parents and the separation issue?
You know what? You do the right thing. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, you check out the parents. The parents are good. The kids are together. You know, you don't separate.
I agree. You do it quickly.
I mean, you know, why make these kids pay a price for something? They're innocent victims. How about that word?
Yeah. Well, he's excellent. Okay, so the poll says Republicans agree with the Trump policy, but the vast majority of Americans don't. A separation issue. Great call, Bob. 866-391-1020. Where do you folks stand next? Marty Griffin, good morning. It's a very difficult conversation. We get, Americans get kind of weird, and it's probably not the right word. We get real strange. What happens is, so, and I'm going to use two examples. Guy calls you yesterday, and T can validate this. He starts telling me that there are potholes in Grove City. Potholes in Grove City. Then he tells me that his kids can't afford college. And then he ties that into these children coming across the border. It's nonsensical, folks. And in really, I generally, no, I never give those sorts of discussions respect. How could I? I mean, it's absurd. What? Who? What? What it shows is a true insensitivity for how this country was founded on immigration and immigrants. I got to be straight up with you folks. The greatest joy in my life growing up came from my grandparents. They lived next door to each other, right around the corner. I tell you, to hear my Irish grandmother and grandfather, to go to Little Italy, Bloomfield, and to hear my Italian relatives, it's a hell of a moment. I loved it. And briefly, my grandfather was in the IRA. I mean, he was fleeing, in essence, a civil war in Ireland. He, you know, in fact, there's a gun that my grandfather buried in Galway before he immigrated here. That he used in the struggle. And here I stand. I got to be blunt. I embrace the immigration issue. I certainly don't want drug dealers and rapists and murderers. That's absurd. And these are talking points to incite conservatives who believe that somehow these kids are going to take over the world and form some gang in South Texas and kill everybody. Certainly there are problems with mass immigration. And the issues involving the Japanese internment camps, it makes me cringe to this day. And what we did to the Chinese, I'm kind of a guy that believes in giving people a shot. I'm a big fan of it. You know, I've talked to a lot of conservatives here who know the region and know that there's a dearth of immigrants here. It's crazy. It's very, only till recently, a surge in immigrants in terms of Chinese, but they're on visas and they're here temporarily, and they're here because of Google and Carnegie Mellon, and it's wonderful to see them. And Andy Sheehan, my close friend at KDTV, has done pieces on how it's changed the dynamic and the complexity of the community. I love diversity. I just do. I think it's magnificent for all of us. But in terms of immigrants, we don't really have an immigration issue here. That's why you never see a significant amount of growth in Pittsburgh. And folks like that, to be isolated. They like their little piece of the pie, but it's really kind of stymied the growth of the region. Folks, we had 600,000 people living here. Now we have 3. Those are the facts. 300,000. And because we don't have obviously our birth rate is in decline, and we don't have an immigrant population because there hasn't been opportunity, and now we have opportunity, and you know, we're jacking around with this. Everybody isn't a criminal. Diane in the North Hills, good morning.
Hi, Marty. Let me ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
What have the churches, doesn't matter what denomination it is, what have the churches done to help any of these people? You know, these churches are open on Sundays. Why can't they be open to help the homeless, to help the vets, to help the immigrants? I mean, why? Where's the churches helping these people?
Yeah, you asked me, that's the second time you asked me the same question. The truth is that they do. I guess you don't pay attention, but in some churches in Chicago...
I did pay attention.
Hold on.
I work
hold
with a girl
on.
From Kosovo.
Could you help me out here and let me... Is this a conversation you want to yell at me?
So yeah, go ahead.
There are churches across this country that actually have folks who are to be deported living in their basements, allowing them sanctuary. As long as they're in the church, ICE won't come and get them and deport them. And they've been in this country 20, 23 years, and they have families, and ICE has come to deport them. Churches have stepped up for generations. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I've never been in a church that didn't help immigrants. I've never been in a Catholic church that didn't, to some degree, help immigrants. You're blaming it on the church?
No, I'm asking.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these churches are open. I mean, do they open the doors when it's cold for the homeless?
Sure they do. I've been in many churches that have shelters.
I live in the suburbs, and I do go to a Catholic church, and I don't ever recall anyone. I mean, they have, collections and things like that for them. But have I seen them? No.
Yeah.
I worked with a girl from Kosovo who was a refugee during the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Catholic Charities helped them immensely, gave them homes.
You answered your own question then.
Catholic Charities does.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, you have to jump through hoops to find out who's doing it.
That's okay.
So that you could help them out.
Yeah. The Catholics have always stepped up to help the poor. The Little Sisters of the Poor. It's their name. Hey, answer the question for me. 2/3 of Americans opposed the administration's policy of separating immigrant children from their families when they cross the border illegally. What do you say?
I think it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I would rather die than be separated from my kid in another country.
Right. There you go. I appreciate your input. I think, you know, could the churches do more? I think individual churches vary. I think it's a very emotional issue. I think we need to separate it from this is Donald Trump's fault. Obama did something similar, and they housed illegals in similar camps. It's true. Obama administration deported more illegals than any administration in history. Check the numbers. So I don't think this is new, but it is news. I think there has to be a better immigration policy. I think there has to be entry for folks who want to come here and prosper. And there has to be exit for criminals. You folks tell me, how do you feel about the policy separating immigrant children from their families when they cross the border illegally? Okay with you or not? 866-391-1020. I don't know. I was kind of offended by her call that the churches don't help. There's been a ton of media coverage, and there's a local Catholic foundation. That's all they do is help immigrants and immigrant families and help shelter folks. And the whole notion of sanctuary cities. And look, the Catholic Church, you can blame them for a lot of things, but that's kind of frustrating. Just me. Go ahead, Joe, and export.
Hey, Marty. You know, the lady before me said, what are they doing? The first question is, what am I doing? Is she volunteering? Is she going down there to help make the place stay open? You got to look at yourself first before you wonder why other people aren't doing things.
And the Catholic Church has stepped up for generations in this area. And there are local Catholic schools and Catholic institutions and foundations. That's all they do. So... I can't tolerate that kind of ignorance by definition that, what are the Catholics doing? Just ask. I mean, just do a little research. Hey, Dan, go ahead. Dan.
Hey, yes, Marty. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy.
I have a question. You say your grandparents came over from Ireland?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Galway.
Okay. They came in legally, though, didn't they?
What's legally?
They came over and became citizens?
And they changed people's names, and it took 60 seconds, and you didn't need paperwork? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know.
And that's how the mafia got here? I mean, that's how the Irish gangs got here? I mean, do you ever see? You
know, it could be, but.
What do you mean? No. It did. That's how the old mobsters got here. That's how the Irish gangs got here. So the notion that everybody came through some pristine method and everybody was legit, it's flat out ignorant, sir, to suggest that was a perfect system. Because it wasn't.
That's true. But look what's happened to Germany.
Absolutely.
That's all they're having over there.
By the way, excellent point. So his point. So this is actually amazing. This is happening all over the world. You saw the story about the ship, right, with 600 refugees.
Yep.
Italy didn't want them for the same reasons, by the way, because the citizens of Italy are saying, hey, man, enough.
Yep.
And then Turkey didn't want them. Same thing. Enough. Germany. So Germany has open borders. So anybody's welcome. Well, now the folks in Germany are saying, hey, enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, it's no perfect solution, Dan.
No, there isn't. But we have to put some kind of controls on it.
I agree.
And
what do you think? I agree with you, by the way. You're right. You can't have open borders. That's just flat out ignorant. Yeah.
The politicians got to get their act together.
They do.
Get this thing done the right way.
What would you? What about the separation of the kids and their parents?
Well, I don't like to see that either. But you know, when they come over, and the numbers that they come over, you know, what do you do with all these people?
I agree again.
Now, some of the places they show on TV where they have these children, they're feeding them and, you know, they're teaching them. So that's a lot better than where they came from, believe me.
Yes. And they have counselors. They do their laundry. The representation in some of the mainstream ultra-liberal media that they're being caged and treated like animals is flat-out ignorant. It just is.
Exactly.
And it paints a horrible picture. It just is. And look, it's horrible to hear kids crying. It just is. There has to be a way. If mom and dad are here and they're with the family and they don't have a criminal history, and by the way, crossing the border illegally is a misdemeanor. You're not committing a felony here. Then let's deal with it in a faster way. But by the way, all of your other points, Germany, absolutely spot on. It's happening all over the world. Nobody wants to know. Just in Africa, they're well over a billion citizens, and they're talking about doubling the population by the year 2050, and they're the poorest nation on earth. And so the word is, what are we going to do, Dan, with millions and millions and millions of immigrants who can't eat and are starving to death? And that's the issue facing much of Europe. It's a very difficult scenario, brother. It's a great phone call. The guy's reasonable and rational. I love these folks. Cynthia.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm very upset about this. But first, let me say, because you talked about that boat with the migrants, we need to stop interfering in other people's countries that cause these refugee crises.
We didn't do that. That boat ended up in Spain, and nothing to do with us.
Well, no. But you know, we have tentacles everywhere. But I'm going to give you a more close example.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton interfered in the Honduran election. A lot of those people have come across our borders from Honduras.
Yes,
nobody wants to talk about that.
No, people
when
talk about it.
When Bill Clinton passed NAFTA, a lot of those people from Mexico started coming here, which I opposed.
Right. Why do you oppose it?
How can you support, under any circumstances, taking a mother away from her children, a father away from the child? It's inexcusable.
Yeah, it's painful.
Absolutely.
It's painful to hear or watch or see. It's, you know, because we're all parents, right?
I'm not. I have a dog, but that's enough.
But it's all right. Someone took your dog away, right?
Oh,
honestly.
I'd have a fit.
You'd have a fit. And so, you know, I have little kids. And, you know, just to think about, I was thinking about this last night. My son would freak if you grabbed him and put him in an area without dad and then said, you're going to be here for 60 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my son would. And so these kids are much younger. My son's 7. It's a great phone call. Yeah, a lot of Americans, it's actually fascinating. What happens is once we have our little piece of the rock, we don't want anybody coming in and standing on the rock with us. I've noticed this. I'm cool with it. I've always been like this. And honestly, I mentioned this to you folks yesterday. There's an amazing woman. She's been a miracle in her life, our life. Her name's Elvira, and she's from Italy, and she watches our kids when she has time. Our kids are now in school, so we don't see her as much, but she's like their second mother from Italy. And it's been crazy cool to have an immigrant in our house. I miss the hell out of my grandparents. I wish they were here today. Ireland, and I love going to Bloomfield and hearing the Italians. It's just, to me, it's magnificent. Hey, Paul, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, hi, Marty. How are you?
Great, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point about the woman who called about the church and, you know, what is the church doing? Marty, she's the church. I'm the church. You're the church.
That's true.
I'm surprised. I'm a Catholic. I'm surprised when Catholics say, or perhaps in any religion, the church should do something.
Right.
You know what? There's so many examples of people who stepped up, started ministries in all kinds of areas.
Yep.
So that's my only point.
No, you're right. No. I'm so glad you balanced it out.
Else.
Yeah.
It's the people, especially the situation with the lack of priests, et cetera, et cetera. Those folks have enough to do. It's time for parishioners, and thousands and thousands have stepped up. But this philosophy that the church should do something.
Well, but the church does. There's a local Catholic funded charity that has 50 kids right now that are the children of immigrants.
Yeah.
I mean, so when people call, I
just wanted to point out that we're the church.
We are, sir. It's a fantastic point. It's fabulous. Hey, Dan, real quick, buddy, real quick.
Yeah, I'm being rather callous, but the arguments whether the parents are staying with the kids.
Yeah.
Well, the head of Homeland Security said 10,000 of those kids got sent over without their parents. So send them back to their parents and keep the other 2,000, reunite them.
Excellent. I get it, and I get where you're coming from.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.